When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
What day is it? Saturday. What's that mean? Talking real money day. Aren't you excited? I know.
Oh,
I am.
I'm always excited. I'm always excited.
I'm just so excited to be here. Hi, everybody. I'm Don McDonald. That gentleman over there is Tom Blank.
Hello.
I'll tell you why I can't say his name.
Oh, anymore. I think that's going to be, I'm finally going to be preempted here. This
Tom's
is it.
Been
I guess time's up.
I'll tell you that story.
Or not preempted. I've been canceled. I've been
You're going to want to hang around for this story. By the way, if you work for Google or YouTube, you definitely want to hang around for this story. It's coming up later in the podcast. So, hey, everybody. This is Talking Real Podcast. I'm sorry. Saturday, it's a radio show. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, it's a podcast. But on Saturday afternoons on Como Radio in the beautiful Seattle area. Is it beautiful out?
What's well, it look like? in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
If it's not raining like mad,
it's a beautiful day in Seattle.
Okay.
But it makes everything like green.
There is a lot of green right now. I mean, it's shocking.
It's the lovely wearing of the green on all the trees and the grass. Hi, let's get started. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about investing. We're going to talk about spending. We're going to talk about saving and doing things better than you have in the past with your money so that you can enjoy a really great future. And we totally love answering your questions. If you call us, we can do it live during the show at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. You can also send questions in at talkingrealmoney.com. Now, we are, except for India and a few other places in the world, on the downslope of the COVID thing. And after a year of COVID, there are a lot of people reevaluating their life. There was recently an article about people wanting to retire early now.
Earlier. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, well, what do you consider early, by the way?
For me, probably anything before 70 is early.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, I mean, I was thinking about
generally
the two
think
of
65.
Us.
People generally think 65.
Here's my take on that, by the way. Once you've owned your own company, there's not a lot of differentiation between working and not working. I mean, you're kind of working, thinking about stuff all the time because it's kind of your company. That's kind of what you do.
I think, and I'm going to disagree with you a little, I think that it's because if you own the right company, you're doing something you love doing. And I really think that's the biggest issue. And one of the reasons why I worry so much about people talking about retiring early. And this was raised last week by a caller. What are you going to do in retirement? Let's say you retire at 58 years old. What are you now going to do for the next 25 or 30 years or maybe 40 years of life you have remaining?
I think that's a very important question because according to, again, the numbers, 2.7 million Americans age 55 or older are contemplating retirement years earlier than they managed because of the pandemic. Two things out of the pandemic, by the way, their retirement accounts gone up and their fatigue over the idea of going back to kind of the daily grind gone down. In other words, I mean, or their fatigue is, I mean,
it's
they don't want to do
too,
it.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go get back on the freeway and battle everybody going down, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's a challenge, right? I mean, it's harder.
But it's all the more reason for both us as employees or worker bees and those companies for whom we work to rethink work a little bit. If your company can't, like there was in the article, a guy mentioned, I'm not going to get back on a plane and fly 10 to 12 days a month. And I don't blame him. But is there something else you can do in retirement that uses your great skill set, which you obviously must have one if they have you traveling all over the country? Is there something you can do that allows you to use that, maybe not make as much money, but still keep stay productive and keep your brain in the business?
Purpose.
Yeah, purpose. Good word, purpose.
Yeah, no, I think it is a good word. Here's the numbers are astounding. The number of people that that want to quit, the fewer number of people that are working beyond, in this article, they claim 67, because for many baby boomers now, full retirement age for Social Security is between 66 and a half and 67. So, I mean, that's kind of the number anyway. So, yeah, but here's the thing. Because people call me all the time and say, can I retire? And I say, sure. Yeah, of course you can. And then they say, well, how do you know? Well, you didn't ask me if you had enough money or you figured things out. You got to know. I mean, I'd say anytime after 50, you got to have a plan. That plan might change, right? Because things come along, things change. You got to know what your asset, I hate saying those words because they're boring, asset allocation is, and you got to be organized. You got to get rid of the hodgepodgery every single day.
If you're retiring early, you darn well better make sure you have enough money to live without touching your Social Security. That should remain sacrosanct for as long as possible because it goes up like crazy. So Tom's right, you need a plan, but then what are you going to do in retirement?
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our phone number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don, that's Tom. Tom's clicking over there. What are you clicking?
I was just doing my pen. I'm just got to write something down, that's all.
All right. Really loud pen. Oh my gosh, that is a loud pen.
What do you think, I was giving somebody a shot in here or something?
Come on. He's doing vaccines on the side.
Make some money?
During the break. And vaccinating people. Hey, number 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Need some help figuring out how to retire better, invest better, not get ripped off better, pay lesser? Call us, 855-935-8255.
Oh, you could also ask about Bitcoin, AMC, or the local real estate market. We're here to answer all of those questions, too.
Didn't you use that bit in the podcast on Friday, too?
No, I didn't use that bit.
I think you did.
Not that one. I used other ones.
Similar to that bit. You need a new team of writers.
I think I do. You know, most of them are in their 90s now. They're getting a little old. They've been around.
Long in the tooth. They used to write for Sid Caesar.
They were good, though. They were really good. Yeah. Steve Allen. There's some good stuff back then.
Jack Parr.
There you go. He was funny.
I'm not even old enough to really remember those.
All right. Let's just say Johnny Carson. Okay?
Yeah, there we go. Right? I can remember Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, anyway.
You were going to say something.
We were talking about retirement, and all these people are thinking about retiring early. And we talked about the financial part of it, and there is a huge financial component that you need to consider. What are you going to do for income? Do you really have enough money? And is it properly invested? And how are you going to generate income from it? Things you need to sit down with a good fiduciary to figure out. But my big issue with this whole concept of retiring early, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? This needs to be one of the biggest considerations in the whole process. Is you get to that number, 60, 65, 67, 70, whatever that number is. Odds are you're not going to die until you're in your 80s or later, if you've made it this far. What are you going to do? I have worked really diligently the past several years of my life trying to come up with a rough outline, step by step, through retirement, and I can tell you almost none of it involves sitting on my derriere, and none of it involves playing golf.
Okay, so what does it involve? I got to ask. You have never told me this.
Well, one, it involves us continuing to do something. Even if it's just a radio show.
Next one.
You're doing that. You already said you were doing that.
Last week. Things change.
Or I'll just do my own show. I'm used to doing that.
Which you've done fine. You don't need me kick around anymore.
I don't need Tom. You're right.
Exactly.
Right.
See ya.
I don't need him.
All right, so you're going to continue to do something to talk to people about money.
And past that, because that feels like work. That's why I have my other podcast. That's why I have Lit Reading and Rita Storis, where I am going to...
How can you do lip reading on a podcast? Lit anyway? That seems
reading,
hard.
L-I-T reading. I could do...
Oh, like literature.
There are video podcasts. I could do lip reading on a video podcast.
Oh, speaking of that, can I make a recommendation that people go see our video podcast with Paul Merriman?
Yeah, you mean the one you can't watch on YouTube?
There's that.
Oh, we're going to tell this story now. You set it up.
Yeah, I think okay, I just threw the softball.
If you want to see our very first video podcast, every 2 weeks, Tom and I, along with Paul Merriman from Sound Investing, are going to sit down and do a video audio podcast. We'll put it up as an audio podcast and as a video podcast every 2 weeks. We were all committed to this, or we're going to be committed from doing it. But we now have that up at Talking Real Money. Let me tell you, do I have time? Yeah, I do. You got a minute, Tom? Let me tell you.
I guess I'm here. I may as well hear it. I have no idea why I'm here, but go ahead.
It wasn't very heavily trafficked, but we had a channel on YouTube, Talking Real Money. Appropriate. We had some videos up there. Well, I went in and I cleaned up a lot of those videos, and I put up this new video podcast where Tom, Paul, and Don discussed for about 26 minutes cryptocurrencies. That's all we did. We talked about, and we joked around a little bit. A few minutes after I put it up at YouTube.
This is yesterday,
Friday.
Yeah.
A few minutes after I put it up at YouTube, I received a notice that the video violated their community standards. And that the video...
Someone has seen our work then, I guess.
...had been removed.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
Your content... Here's the email. Your content violated YouTube's community guidelines and has been removed. That it violated their harmful and dangerous policy.
And I think it was 20 minutes later they were knocking at my door telling him that it was me. It was my fault, basically, right?
They haven't said.
No, they haven't really told you.
And then they canceled...
Yeah.
They canceled the channel. They shut down. They permanently.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
They
permanently
disabled my access to YouTube. And I don't know why. So here's what we'd like you to do. Go to talkingrealmoney.com after the show. Don't do it before. Watch the video, or you can listen to the audio of the video on the Talking Real Money podcast if you're in your car and you don't want to watch a video. The audio is exactly the same, unless, of course, Tom did some sort of gang.
Well,
did you use a gang hand gesture?
I winked at Paul once. I don't know if that could be outside community standards or not.
That's scary. That's harmful and dangerous.
Could have been.
It says that we somehow did something illegal. Well, illegal.
We did say bad things about cryptocurrency. Maybe they're heavily into Bitcoin and they don't want you defaming it on their channel.
This is insane because they don't give you. Here's the thing about YouTube, which is a division of Google, Alphabet. They don't give you any specific reason, nor do they feel like they have to.
Well, don't they own it?
And they said, if you think this has been removed in error, please appeal. Then I went to appeal it, and they said, oh, you can't appeal it because your account, my Talking Real Money account, was created at Squarespace. Squarespace has to dispute it. Well, Squarespace said, we can't do that. Google has to do that. I said, Google told me you have to do that. Squarespace said, Google has to do it. So finally, I ended up canceling the account at Squarespace, reopening it again at Google, and filing the appeal again.
Okay, just to go a couple of things here. First of all, maybe we need a lawyer, because I know one that's looking for work right now. His name is Rudy something. He's in New York. He's looking for a job.
Yeah, Rudy.
Maybe give him a ring. He's good on the appeal thing. Well, very good on the appeal.
You know, he'd be good on Fox News doing a little take on it, a little riff.
Absolutely love the dye look. It's really good.
The dye look.
Rolls down the side of the face.
So if any of you work for Google or YouTube and can explain, go watch the video or listen to the podcast and tell me what we did wrong. I don't think we did anything. I'm missing it. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money. money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Seattle, we are there for you in the sunshine. You should be with us in the rain.
I'm not doing the phrase.
No, I was reversing it. It was the, that's because remember
raining.
He was there in the rain.
Yeah,
and now we're here. Anyway, so we were there for you in the sunshine.
Hey, we don't need no stinking callers.
Yeah, we get so many during the week now that, don't call.
I've got
fine. So
many questions. I really do. I probably have 12, 15 questions.
Hit me with one. Go ahead.
Oh, you can handle this one.
Found one?
Let me serve you a softball, just a really gentle pitch. Yeah, ready? I understand that you don't believe in buying individual stocks, but isn't there always a but?
There's always one.
I would like to know what you see wrong about buying Amazon, who is definitely taking over the market space and everything because of their ability to deliver goods so quickly. I know the stock price is high, but I see it as a given that the only place they have in the stock market is to go up.
We're talking to Amazon, the bookseller?
Yeah, that Amazon.
Okay, just testing. I just want to make sure I got it, because there was another one, right? Remember, there was somebody else that was using
their name
anyway.
No, there's a river. There's a river.
Ah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is the
entire investment could be washed away in mere moments.
This is the Jeff Bezos company based in. What's the name of that
city? Yeah, he's like a couple miles away.
Seattle.
Well, he doesn't hang here anymore because he's, among the people now, and he's in Southern California. And,
Oh, really? Is he a SoCal guy now?
You didn't know that? Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Do you think
you
got to
stay up on things? Come on.
Do you think I actually follow these guys' lives?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All right, let's.
He's not sharing his money with me, so I don't pay any attention.
And I would say nothing bad about Amazon because we've jokingly said on the show that eventually they'll own us. So I'm not going to say anything bad about Amazon. Great company. Deliveries are always right there.
Should I own their stock?
No, you should not own their stock.
Why not?
Well, because first of all, the return has been terrific. That's already priced into the security, which I think is trading at $3,000 or whatever it is. I mean, there's gone way up. Number two, to continue to outperform the market, it has to, on a risk adjusted basis. Remember, any individual stock has to perform far better than a globally diversified portfolio because of the risk you're taking. Sometimes companies go out of business. They no longer exist. We've seen it happen here in the great Seattle area, Washington Mutual, I think, right?
Well, let me
et cetera.
Let me give you an example that actually is similar to Amazon. We have to go back a few years. But from the early 20th century until late 20th century, there was a company that everybody said was taking over the world.
GE.
No, Sears Roebuck and Company.
Oh, good old Sears Roebuck. Yes, that's
they
true.
Were the largest retailer on the planet.
And how are they doing today?
Their catalog was in every home in America. Everybody went to Sears stores.
You could buy a house. You could actually buy a house.
You could literally buy a house from Sears in the 19th and early 20th century. And they owned a company. I worked for Sears for many, many years. I worked for Dean Witter, a Sears subsidiary, for many, many years. They owned Allstate Insurance. They owned Coldwell Banker. They were buying up the world, and they were serving everybody, almost everything. And what happened?
They're still in business, I believe.
Yeah, sort of.
Barely.
Yeah.
As a real estate play.
Under the Kmart
The point
banner.
Is, things come along, they're great ideas, they work for a while, and then they don't. And again, one day, somebody 100 years from now may be saying the same thing about Amazon. Hey, remember that? Remember that was a great idea, it really worked well, but now all you do is think of a product and it shows up at whatever it is.
Or you just think of a product, it shows up in your brain. And it's like, I can enjoy it just as much.
If that were true, imagine how skinny I'd be. That would be
exactly.
Great.
You could have this great meal in your head.
Oh, I love that.
All in your
head.
You can watch any movie you want in your head.
By the way, the track record is littered of people that said this stock can only go up. It dominates its market. It has to work. And then it doesn't.
Which
so,
is
no,
why,
I would not recommend it.
And it happens. It always happens when you least expect it. You always have a reason to say, well, wait, no, this downturn is merely temporary. Sometimes they're permanent. Sometimes they're temporary. But do you know which company will have a temporary versus a permanent downturn?
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Well, howdy, folks. Don here. Oh, wait, I was going to do my Russian accent today.
Mayday and everything. Yeah, you got the missiles rolling through. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They don't do the whole...
I don't think
roll
so.
All the munitions
they're,
through
they're not,
downtown
they're not
Moscow.
Really, they're not communists. They're capitalist, sort of. Capitalist heavy. Capitalist
there's only really There's only really two economies that are really run as... I think it's just, North Korea and Cuba now.
That's pretty
Everybody
much all that's left.
Basically adopted capitalism of some type.
Capitalism. People like money. They just do. It's a weird thing about people, which is why this show has great longevity if we want to do it. It's people like money. They want more of it. And we want to help you get it, but not in crazy ways. We don't believe in doing stupid stuff to make a buck. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Apparently, that's why we got in trouble with YouTube, because we didn't want you doing stupid stuff with cryptocurrencies. Go ahead.
I think we said something bad about crypto.
Take us down again, YouTube. Go ahead. Give it your best shot. We don't like cryptos, you cryptoholic. All right. Got that out of my system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah. Since we don't have any callers, because nobody loves us in the rain either.
Well, no, we're getting a lot of texts from people, though. Somebody said, don't forget to wish Don a happy World Naked Gardening Day.
Is that what
today
is?
Which I bet you didn't know it was. Yeah, and in Seattle, be a little bit on the chilly side.
It's 88
probably where you
Florida,
are.
So, though. Yeah. I'm going out back and scare the heck out of the neighbors.
You think you got in trouble with YouTube, you're going to get in real trouble if you do that.
Yeah,
so,
there's no way this body's being seen by anybody.
I don't know what the plan B is on that either, by the way, and I don't want to be a party to that.
And whoever your friend is there, your little correspondent, tell him to stop it.
He's got some other ones on here that are really funny.
8-5. No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
No, they're not.
Because they make fun of you.
Yeah, because they make fun of me.
If
it was you, it would
be
hysterical. God, yes. 855-935-TALK is our number. Give us a call. Or you can send questions in, as apparently thousands like to do, via talkingrealmoney.com. Like this question that came in about a week ago. Yeah, about a week ago. Hi, Don and Tom. I have been listening since Retire Meet 2021. Oh, you just started, basically.
That's just March, April, and March, April.
And enjoy the podcasts. I am 57 and 3 to 5 years from retiring. In learning mode, I identify with the index fund diversification philosophy. Majority of assets are in a company 401k selection of index funds that follows moderate risk for my phase of life. I also have a separate IRA that is in Vanguard Life Strategy Growth Fund, VASGX, for those of you who like to play with letters at home.
Growth?
Yeah, the Life Strategy Growth Fund, which is an 80-20 fund of funds. It has the
So is it more heavily in growth instead of value something?
It's
titled growth? I don't understand
because,
why that
well,
word
because
is in
it's,
there.
Because it's less bonds, more it's less income, more growth. It's in total stock. It's in the
aggressive.
It's in the total stock market index, the total international stock market index, the bond, the total bond, the total international bond. So that's its mix.
And it's 80% in stocks, 20%
correct
in bonds. So it's aggressive. Okay.
And it's about 60-40 in the stock portion, U.S. to international.
Yeah. Okay.
It does not have a value tilt. It has just an index tilt. No tilt. It's not tilted. It's not tilting one way or the other, except what the index
which the show definitely is. It so does. Go on.
So now you confuse me. Okay. What are your thoughts of this fund versus, ready? It's a smackdown. Tom Koch versus Paul Mirabel.
Oh, no, it's not this again.
It's a smackdown.
Hey, I already got accused of picking on the old man yesterday on the podcast. That's
what are your
enough.
Thoughts on this fund versus transferring to the Paul Merriman Ultimate Buy and Hold Vanguard mix of funds?
I have already stated publicly. This is nothing
publicly.
Publicly. Well, last night at dinner, but publicly. I already stated that here's the deal. I expect Paul's portfolio will do better over time because it has more small and value in it mm-hmm. than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, but it's more work. It's 10 funds you got to buy and sell. If you're able to do that, then go right ahead. By the way, you can't go see those funds because he's down right now.
So. The larger your portfolio, the more that makes sense, but it requires more work. 855-935-TALK.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Because real money's really, really darned important. I'm Don, Tom's over there. Our number is 855-935-TALK, and now the lines are full. Wilbur, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Thanks for having me. I'm from Seattle. I was just had a question about, I don't like time in the market, but sometimes you can see a trend that seems pretty understandable for a couple years at least. And it seems like interest rates are at historic lows. There is, inflation looming, maybe because of liquidity from government aid and because of labor shortages causing wage pressures, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it looks like bond prices are at a historic highs because interest rates are at historic lows. And why would anybody want to have any bonds in their portfolio for the next couple of years?
I love this question. I do so much.
Well, let me ask it. Let me put it another way. Are you okay? I have no idea how old you are, but are you okay seeing your retirement savings of any kind go down by 50%?
Well, I mean, one can handle that with buckets, right?
With what? What's going to be in your bond? What's going to be in your safe bucket without bonds?
Well, it was real estate, but that's not true anymore. Maybe residential real estate, REITs. That was a good substitute.
No, they're
more volatile than stocks.
They can be extraordinarily volatile. You got to look back at the history of those. The long history of REITs is extraordinary volatility, equity-like volatility. What you're trying to do with the buckets or whatever you call them with diversification is reducing volatility, and it is very difficult to find a security that reduces volatility better than bonds. And let's just consider the obviousness argument. The multiple bond experts, mutual fund managers of all names and skill sets have been saying for a decade or more that interest rates have nowhere to go but up. What have they done over the last decade? Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
Now, if we have inflation, bond prices will go down, but for how long? And the other thing that we can't tell you this enough. You need to understand that if you buy a short to intermediate term bond portfolio, thousands of bonds, high quality bonds, yes, they may lose a little bit of their value when rates rise. But bonds will mature out of that portfolio and be replaced by new higher yielding bonds, offsetting some of your losses with increased income.
And there's no comparison between losses in bonds and losses in stocks. Stocks have fallen, as I mentioned, 50%. I just looked at the Dimensional Fund's intermediate term government bond fund. It's down 3.8% year to date in a bad year for bonds. So the comparison, it just does not exist in terms of how much things can go down with either asset class. I have not changed my mind. Bonds should be the ballast, as Don said. Bonds are there if you need to draw money, and you can't draw it from stocks because of volatility. It makes sense to me.
We're not saying they're not going to go down in value, because we can't say that. At times they will. We're just saying that their likelihood of dramatic movement, of huge volatility, is or has been historically so much lower. That's why we suggest them. Not because we think you're going to make money in them, because we don't. That's not what you buy bonds to do.
Keep money. Keeping Keep money.
It. 855-935-TALK, our phone number. Gene, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I had a question. My father just passed away, and he had a small... he has a small IRA at a company that I'm not familiar with called Baird Financial. And so my brother and I were talking to somebody at Baird, and they said that what needs to happen is to set up a an inherited IRA for my mom. And mm-hmm. I didn't quite get that. Is there an advantage to doing an inherited IRA versus just transferring or converting dad's IRA and putting it into mom's existing IRA?
You might be able to do that, but you might be able to move it directly from one spouse's IRA to another. Again, you'd have to talk to the custodian. In this case, it would be Baird. Remembering that that your mother will also be able to extend, if you inherited this IRA, the government's going to tell you you have 10 years to take it all out and pay taxes on it. If your mother, as you said, inherits it, she'll be able to take it out over the span of her expected life expectancy. So again, that would be something to talk to the custodian about, because the rules are a little bit, as I remember, a little murkier when it comes to spousal inherited IRAs. I think I have seen them go from the person that owned the IRA to a spousal IRA without having to stop in the middle of the inherited IRA. But Don, did you? I'd have to look that up. It's a little trickier.
I think the inherited IRA is probably going to be the better way to go. But one of the things I would do, though, I would if get it out of Baird.
I don't know who they are.
I do. They're out of Wisconsin. They're a brokerage firm. They don't have a stellar rep. They have a lot of complaints against them. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. They're a commissioned full service firm. You're going to get my guess is you're going to get generally horrible and expensive advice from them.
I'm concerned about that, because when we were on the phone with the guy, he said that mom and dad's IRA in the last year has made 7%, and I went, mine's got 35%. Yeah. What in the hell?
What's it in? What's it invested in?
I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea.
You need to look at the statement, but okay. I think the spousal, the inherited IRA makes sense. It gives your mom some benefits, but I would probably set it up with a Fidelity or a Vanguard or a Schwab, not with a Baird, and I would diversify it based on her need for and tolerance of risk.
And 7% doesn't mean anything, because we have to know how that, if it's all in bonds, for example.
7% would have been great.
Sure. Yeah.
So we'd have to see it, but I've never been impressed with Baird. I've heard a lot of complaints about them. You can look at brokercheck.com and see they have tons of complaints. I would go elsewhere. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. And Mike, let's sneak in before we run out of time. Hi, Mike.
Go, Mike.
Hi, guys. I have a question regarding buying index funds. Should you go to the family like Vanguard or Fidelity to make that purchase, or can I do it through my brokerage account at Schwab?
You can buy it's cheaper to buy mutual funds from Vanguard and Fidelity directly through Vanguard or Fidelity, because there will be transaction fees through Schwab for the funds. However, you could buy if there are ETF equivalents of those funds, you can buy
those. Which more and more of them do today.
More and more have ETF equivalents.
Yeah.
You can buy those through your Schwab account, and in most cases, not pay any commissions or transfer charges. So that's
the days of all that is going bye-bye, commissions, bye-bye, availability of funds on all platforms, because they don't want to lose you. That's why.
855-935-TALK. Make sure you give us a call because this is important stuff. We're talking about your life and your money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, the end of the world is nigh when Tom is too sore to go out and do a soccer game.
That might be it. Just,
the
apocalypse is near,
My poor calves hurt.
My little waggy.
Got a bad calf, make veal. 8 points. Wait, okay, hold on. I want to tell
you something. You're really having trouble here.
I'm not. I'm just trying to remember what I was going to talk about for the next 30 seconds. You probably should have a plan.
27.
For your retirement.
25.
Particularly if you're going to retire early. So why don't you sit down with like a true fiduciary advisor and avoid getting a sales pitch? No obligation, nothing. You're just going to get help and an education for
18.
Free. It's like 10. Go to Vestory.com. V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page
and
set up an appointment. You weren't supposed to say anything. Go to Vestory.com. Shh.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.